Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am in James Revell, R-A-V-E-L-L. James Revell is a 55-year-old male who reports in 2021 he noticed the onset of tingling in his hands and that he was dropping tools. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He believes his symptoms were the result of repetitive working with his hands involving his wrists and fingers. He was eventually diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome. He underwent surgical repair on the right on 6/18/21 and on the left on 7/9/21. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment on 7/19/21. The paragraph has per his claim petition, Mr. Revell alleged repetitive use of both of his hands through 7/9/21 caused permanent injuries to his hands, status post-carpal tunnel surgery, and to his left elbow. Peer treatment records show he was seen by a family practice physician named Dr. Cavallaro, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O, on 8/27/20 as a new patient. He wanted a complete checkup. He complained of tingling and numbness bilaterally in the fingers for the past 2 months, on the right worse than the left. He states when he has his hand bent a certain way to do things, the numbness increases. He was diagnosed with paresthesia, testicular cancer, and carpal tunnel syndrome. He is referred to various laboratory studies. He had been treating for his prostate cancer as recently as a week before. He was also referred to Rothman to see Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N. He returned on 9/27/21 for another annual visit. His brother was diagnosed with colon cancer and he wanted to get colonoscopy. He did not convey any musculoskeletal symptoms. Neurologic exam was unrevealing. New paragraph on 3/11/21. He was seen by Dr. Matson, complaining of bilateral hand numbness for the past 6 months. This was associated with left lateral elbow pain. He denied any inciting trauma. His symptoms caused frequent awakening. He performed a clinical exam with positive tenels at carpal tunnel and Durkin's compression tests being positive. He has subjective paresthesias and the median nerve distribution on the left greater than the right. He diagnosed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome as well as left elbow lateral epicondylitis. He ordered electrodiagnostic testing. On 4/19/21, he returned to Dr. Matson to review the EMG that was done by Dr. Dholakia, D-H-O-L-A-K-I-A. It revealed left median nerve motor latency of 5.6 with sensory latency of 4.9. The right median nerve motor latency was 6.3 with a sensory latency of 6.1. This is consistent with bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. He recommended carpal tunnel release. New paragraph on 6/8/21. Carpal tunnel release was done on the right. This was done on the left on 7/9/21. He followed up with Dr. Matson postoperatively through 7/19/21. His numbness had substantially improved. His sutures were removed. He was cleared to resume full activities as tolerated. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed callus formation on the palms. Appeared his surgical scars were unable to be discerned. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared the rest of that is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows normal. Cervical normal. Hand dynamometry had a fairly non-bell-shaped curve on the right, indicative of limited volitional effort. Appeared impressions. James Revelle alleges repetitive job activities with the insured caused the onset of symptoms in 2021 involving his hands. But he had unauthorized treatment with Dr. Cavallaro and then Dr. Mattson. Period. EMG was done and confirmed the presence of same. Period. Dr. Mattson then performed first right and then left carpal tunnel release procedures. Appeared the petitioner followed up through 7/19/21 with significant improvement and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found no sensory deficits or reflex deficits in the upper extremities. Appeared provocative maneuvers were negative for compression neuropathy. Appeared he had callus formation on the hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Appeared in paragraph there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to each of the hands. With the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome treated surgically. Period. He reports his job task involved installing and repairing FIOS, F-I-O-S, as a facility technician since 6/3/96. Period. When asked for further details upon this, he states, he unrolls a spool of wire and then pulls it. Pretty then strips the wires using a wire cutter type tool. Pretty would go in and out. He would place this in and outside of the house with the same cable. Pretty would have to untwist the wires as there were 8 wires in a bundle. Pretty then inserts them into a cramper. Period. He did not indicate he used any power tools for these tasks. Period. He did 4 such jobs per day. Period. And that is the end.